Blog Talk Radio.
Your trouble ain't over. Your trouble has just begun. You're walking in shadows. Your heart is on the run. You may know who I am, but you don't know what's mine. Call me the devil. Call me by another name. You're looking for redemption, but you call me just the same. I know all your dirty secrets. I can't cause your greatest shame.
Thank you.
They always say that they won't. won't. But I know that they front, front. Cause they plan what they want, but they don't wanna make it seem easy. We keep on saying what we won't do, but you know they probably gon' do what you've been fearing deep inside. Now it's what you drinking, don't let it sink in. Shit that you eating, thinking we can't see what we could be if they press fast forward. Just one step to the new world order. Economy is fucked up, this is what they want, what they don't even care now. They were well aware how stupid we were when they busted in. Blame it on the news, never tell the truth. Blame it on the Fed, reason for the debt. Blame it on the government. Blame it on the government. Blame it on Barack. Blame it on Cheney. Blame it on the people who blew up the levee. Blame it on the government. Blame it on the government. See, they control the TV. And now I know that they tricked me. They just lying to me and they keep staring me right in my eyes. No telling what I'm gonna do. World, I would rather show you what you've been missing. Cause the last 9/11 was an inside job. It's what you drinking, don't let it sink in. Shit that you eating, thinking. We can't see what we could be if they press fast forward. Just one step. Economy is fucked up, this is what they want, what? They don't even care now, they were well aware how stupid we were when they busted in, busted in. Blame it on the news, never tell the truth. Blame it on the Fed, reason for the dead. Blame it on the government. Blame it on the government. Blame it on Barack. Blame it on Cheney. Blame it on the people who blew up the levee. Blame it on the government. Blame it on the government. Who's saying I know what I do? Just by your look. Keep on taking shots and never read a book. Just listen. Just watch and listen. I work for the NWO. People didn't you know it's going down. We gon' beat the world like judo. You know what I mean. So you get drunk and pretend it's a dream. So I made up a lie. Now I start World Wars and they're all by my side. All by my side. We wanna take all your lives. The deficit got bigger. You already knew what to figure. Had them looking at the president like, oh, that nigga. Blame it on the news, never tell the truth. Blame it on the Fed, reason for the dead. Blame it on the government. Blame it on the government. Blame it on Barack. Blame it on Cheney. Blame it on the people who blew up the levee. Blame it on the government. Blame it on the government. To the elitists popping bottles with our blood inside a cup. Screaming money ain't a thing because they make it all up. Just die. I hope you die. And to my revolutionaries who can see the truth is scary, but we'll fight until you're buried in the cemetery. Hold your head high. Just hold your head high. You can blame it on the news, never tell the truth. Blame it on the Fed, reason for the dead. Blame it on the government. Blame it on the government. Blame it on Barack. Blame it on Cheney. Blame it on the people who blew up the levee. Blame it on the government. Blame it on the
in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
Welcome to Crazy Nation Radio, the nation that rocks the planet. Good evening, everybody. How's it going? It's your host, Ron Rick, and today is Thursday. Wow, it's another day. Who gives a fuck, and I don't care. But hey, check it out. We got some really serious shit going on in the news. It's really kind of fun. Putin decided to take a trip on a little bitty submarine today on one of the ships that his people are paying for. They're saying now they're starting to fuck with some cables and kill the internet from Europe and everywhere else and have this problem. Well, that's the nice news from the Russians. And we killed a rapper that is in an ISIS group right now, so that's kind of getting pretty bad. And they start killing rappers over there, so, you know, Tupac, big, you know, Shorty Big, whatever the fuck his name was. But that's the fun news for tonight. Yeah, that's what's going on. So who knows, you know, what's going to be next. Who's going to be president and who's going to be whatever and whatever and whatever. But anyway, tonight's a crazy nation night. It's just crazy. Whoever's crazy, you call in, you're crazy. You're crazy for doing it. You're crazy for talking to me. So I'm going to first call him. I'll bring him online with me and see who we're talking to. 814, how's it going this evening? Welcome to the show. How are you doing? I just know it'll come on, huh? Back to you today. Had your hand up. So I guess they don't want to talk. So we'll just let them sit there and idle with a little bit. But anyway, what else was... Oh, yeah, today, YouTube just came out with the red thing, whatever issue, red tube or whatever it is. You can give them $10 a month, and you'll have no more commercials when you watch your videos on YouTube. So that's fun, isn't it? You ain't got to worry about that no more, but watch all the commercials. Don't you hate those? They start when the video starts. Now you can play them video free. So which way do they make more money? Make more money from the advertisers, or are they making more money from subscriptions that flock that? Which, you know, I grew up with the commercials, so it doesn't really bother me. It doesn't affect me at all. So I'll just run with it that way and just keep on trucking with it. But that's the way it works. But that's YouTube for you, man. So, hey, I'll be back in a second. Just so I know the song, and we'll be back in a few seconds. So hang tight. Hang with me.
Everybody's got a holiday. Some got Christmas and New Year's. But everybody's in mine. I got 52 a year. Friday's my day.
Friday is my day.
My day, don't say.
Friday is my day.
Tell her don't leave a damn cent. But baby, keep on.
All right, there we go. Friday is my day. Yeah, but today is Thursday. You notice I played a song for Friday today, but hey, tomorrow is my day. Cause I will not be on the air tomorrow night because I will be getting drunk. But that's what I got to do. It's the weekend. It's a holiday weekend. Matter of fact, it's Halloween. Hey, there we go. It's Halloween. Got to do it. Like that. Besides all that bullshit, the topic tonight's crazy. We're crazy. The world's crazy. And everything. The reason I bring this up is the case of the kid getting beat up in school. End of the story about that, and it goes something like this. Seems to happen all the time. Police are called to a school to deal with students acting out, which all the time now. When I was a kid, used to meet in the park or the football field behind the bleachers, some kick ass, and that was that. But not no more. It ain't daytime works for us no more. Some snapshots around the country this year. In October, Chesterfield, South Carolina, police are called because of a fight. 9 students are arrested in May. Sheriff's deputies used pepper spray to break up a fight at a Naples, Florida high school. 3 students are arrested and 21 students need medical care. In March, New York Police Department safety agents asked a student to remove safety pins holding his glasses together. God. When the student refused, the officers reportedly tackled him and arrested him. Wow. See what I mean? You got to keep your slaves in line. That's what they're doing, keeping their slaves in line. So that's what they see that? That's what they're saying. Okay, I mean, everything you do is wrong. For having safety pins holding your glasses together, you're a fucking criminal. Bullshit. This is bullshit. You all know it. Okay. Okay. What's going on in American schools that necessitate seemingly so much police involvement? Could crime in our schools really be so rampant? During the week when the country repeatedly watched cell phone videos of students' resource officer violently manhandling a South Carolina high school student, many are asking, what exactly is school cops' job, and does their presence benefit teachers, administrators, and students? Good question, isn't it? You know? First, let's take a look at the numbers. They dispel the notion that schools are made more violent than in the past, or that police are called in more often. In fact, between the years of 1999 and 2010, the number has remained fairly consistent, according to the data from the U.S. Department of Education. On average, about 60% of all 65% of all public schools call law enforcement for violent incidents such as robbery, rape, and deadly weapons, or something threatening an attack. Statistics for the same time period show between 40% to 50%. And it of the time public schools call police when administrators face less violent situations, just clinic, partially petty theft and vandalism. Violent crimes in schools have decreased over many years. And Antoinette Fontes, who has studied the intersection of law enforcement and primary education in the last decade, and wrote, "Lockdown High, when a schoolhouse becomes a jailhouse." Yeah, sure enough, lock it down. That's who it's coming to. And they're doing it now. When you type your stuff, they lock it down. So, wow, from a schoolhouse to a jailhouse. Though the numbers may be cold, confront and households have lost loved ones in school violence in 2014, a year when about 15 million kids enrolled in U.S. public schools. There's about 31 violent deaths in school campuses, according to the National Center for Education Statistics. Students' precipitation that they're in danger at school is decreased, according to the center's statistics. Between 1995 and 2013, a percentage of students were reporting being afraid of attack or harm from school decreased overall from 12 to 3%. While school shootings make headlines, many are by the people in the schools cause bloodshed such as mass killings in Sandy Hook and Florentines. These shootings are not justified, she argues, for consists of harsh crackdown by students or resource officers or police who work in the schools for infractions and happen daily. The school resource officers program was never intended to deal with shootings, says Mo Candy, and executive director, that's his name, the executive director for National Association of School Resource Officers, which trains thousands of school police. This is not a security prison guard program, a street guard program. He said, we aren't supposed to be handling discipline issues either, but they do. We are there to build relationships with students, teach them good about law, and serve as another trusted adult they can turn out to be. Mm-hmm. He said, you beat the shit out of them. You teach them that lesson, how to beat the shit out of somebody in the classroom. And that's what you want your children to learn in the public school system. You got a cop. Here's what you got to do. You want to whip people's ass? Become a cop. Become a scorer. Just beat the fuck out of anybody you want. Don't matter. Who cares? Let's do it. Anyway, when the SRO program works, they contribute to an overall decrease in less serious incidents in schools, he said. It is true that there has been a decline in some type of less serious infractions for more than a decade. The rate, for instance, of schools not result in death for 12 to 18-year-old students in schools fell from 181 crimes per 1,000 students in 1992 to in 2013, according to the National Center for Education Statistics. I don't like keeping it in there. The non-fatal victimization rate away from the school, these students also declined from 173 to 30 crimes per 1,000 during the same period. So, you know, I don't know why the police are there. I really don't. It's gotten to where, yeah, it's the schools are practically being locked down like jails. And like I said, what that cop did to that, you know, student, that was just a little, I don't get it. Are these cops just straight up angry at somebody, or they want to kick somebody's ass, or into kicking ass? You know, I got a badge now, so I'm going to whip your ass, just being who you are. You know, one of the things I like to bring up, it's a heck of a topic. And here's, you know, what is a different approach of it? So, you know, who knows? And, you know, of course, we're going to go into a little bit of history of this. Okay, this is an environment that has slowly been building for years. She said, we have gone from viewing punishing and shoving in halls always to malicious being criminal acts. Yeah, of course, want more money. You give a kid a record right off the bat. Yeah, wow. That's what I'm thinking. You know, they want to give. They charge kids as adults nowadays. I think the youngest one was 10 years old. And of course, there's a murder charge, but, you know, that still charges an adult at 10 years old. Wow, that kid don't even know what the fuck's going on yet. Puberty yet. Let alone anything else. Wow. Oh, man. Anyway, the path to putting law enforcement in schools was paved by President Ronald Reagan as part of the 1980 War Against Drug campaign. His administration coined the term zero tolerance, that approach to school discipline was primarily intended to curb the increasing menace of gangs and narcotics threatening young people, she said. The belief that zero tolerance would be applied to other infractions, such as bolster with the Bill Clinton was president, the Safe Schools Act became law. Local schools were empowered to crack down on students for a range of behavior. Clinton said, and some districts began to interpret zero tolerance more broadly, meting out harsh punishments like supervision or expulsions for fighting or violent dress codes, violating dress codes. Wow. You're being told what you can wear to school. So I guess that leaves out the crotch, the open crotch pants and stuff like that. Hey, which I think would be more comfortable, open crotch, you know, they got to pull it up just right there on the spot. Are you crazy, man? Yeah, you can't have them against the rules and just some bullshit. So, you know, dress codes. Wow. But what began as an effort to help schools to urban areas morph into the approach that was often harsher. Here said the kids who were criminalized were overwhelmingly Black and Latino students, she said. What is clear, the kids were punished disappropriately in their violation of the school codes, or more likely for kids to drop out, which, yeah, well, I would too. I'm not going to be punished by these fuckers. I'm leaving. You know, kids who are suspended are more likely to become dropouts also. That means the risk of a kid growing up and falling into a real criminal behavior is real. While Black students are represented 16% of student enrollment, by representing 20% of the students referred to law enforcement, 31 students subject the school-related arrests, according to the 2014 report by the U.S. Department of Education Office of Civil Rights. The South Carolina student thrown to the ground was black. The Los Angeles Times reported that those statistics were related to the city unified police district decided to stop issuing citations for fighting petty theft and other minor offenses. Different approach. Other schools across the country, mostly in cities in Oakland, California, and Chicago, have recently turned into a zero tolerance and started approaching this one through conflict mediation. That approach is working because it addressed the roots of the trouble and reason why the child may be acting out. That would be better, wouldn't it, to talk to the kid? What's wrong, man? What's your problem, dude? Or little lady, what's the deal? You know? But no. Anyway, said Nancy A. Hortelzes, a social professor with the experience in race, ethnicity, and the role of enforcement education. She teaches at St. Catherine University, St. Paul, Minnesota. So, that's her input to that. And the next thing we need to understand that some school children are homeless. They didn't have breakfast. Some have incarcerated parents, of course. Lock everybody. Everybody's going to lock the fuck up for everything. She said if we react to a misbehavior in a punitive way that with supervision or expulsion, we're never going to be able to just help that student but help everyone who interacts with persons down the line of the road. The radio magazine, This American Life, delved deeply into the teachers are turning to models that build trust and mutual respect with students, and that's why they are gathering them better results than a traditionally zero-tolerance approach. So, you know, there are smarter and more effective ways to deal with obstinate teenagers and often other than using force. Fortunately, when we see what happens in South Carolina, I wonder what the teacher was thinking. Was he or she empowered to handle it on her own? Do you need more training? We should give any teacher the training they need. They are one who should control their classroom. That's true. They should control their classroom. Well, you know, some states actually want to give teachers guns. Let them carry guns. Kids fucked up school, smart mouth, so they can shoot the motherfucker. You're not going to make it legal for a teacher to carry a firearm. All right, say you're one teacher and you have 20 students in the classroom, which is the average nowadays, and actually more than 20. And all 20 of the kids decide to get up and you only got 6 rounds. What the fuck are you going to do? You can take out 6, but you got 14 more that'll fuck your world up. You know what I mean? So unless you got a fast forward, it's going to be too late. The proximity is just too close together. And it's just, you're 2 feet from the fucking student body. You know, and they fucking go off in the deep end, they snap, and you're fucking done. That's the problem. No, come on, man. So that's the most fucked up shit ever. Thing is, yeah, they should have got to the root of the problem, talked to the kid, found what's wrong with them, man. Because a lot of things, what's going on, teachers kind of just ain't paying attention to them no more. They come in, get a lesson that they're told to give them, and they fucking go away, and that's it. That's, you know, this new bullshit, what they call it now, that new educational bullshit program the government came out with, what's it called? Doc. I don't even like it. I can't even remember it. That's the sad part. You know, Common Core. That's it. Common Core. That seems so uncommon to me. I don't get it. But, you know, schools, they got it. They're doing it. That's just the way it's happening. So, you know, let them party on, rock with it. So, anyway. All right, I'm done running my gyms for a minute. I'm going to take a little break, and we'll get back to it.
companions, welcome the pilgrims, and to the buffaloes who once ruled the plains. Like the vultures circling beneath the dark clouds, looking for the rain, looking for the rain. Just like the cities that stagger on the coastline, and a nation that just can't stand much more. Like the forest buried beneath the highway, never had a chance to grow, never had